Hey guys, welcome back to Almost for Dummies. I'm your host, Caleb. I'm a fifth year electrical apprentice and a senior in electrical engineering. So today's episode is on amperes or current. Amps are really the one of the huge fundamentals behind electricity. Along with everything else we discussed so far, voltage. And then in the first episode, we did a quick overview of Ohm's law and the pie chart. Current, which is measured in amperes, is literally electrons flowing through a conductor. So current is the flow of electricity through a conductor or electrons flowing from one place to another. There are two kinds of current, and a lot of us know the two people that these currents were kind of discovered by. So the first one is direct current. Direct current was Thomas Edison's favorite style current. It's known as DC, and it's where current does not change in the direction of flow. So it's constantly flowing in one direction. The magnitude of the current can change. And it can vary with time, but it's the unidirectional flow of electrical charge. Batteries, solar cells, also known as photovoltaic cells, thermocouples, those are all sources of direct current. Direct current may flow in a conductor such as a wire, but can also flow through semiconductors, insulators, or even through a vacuum. As in electron or ion beams. Flashlights, radios, iPods, phones, calculators, multimeters, and any other type of small electronic device that's battery powered is powered by direct current. The other type of current is alternating current. This is current which varies from zero to a positive maximum to a negative maximum back to zero, a number of times per second. This all happens in a sinusoidal waveform, which looks like peak trough, looks kind of like a hill and a valley, but all evenly spaced and even height from the zero on the vertical plane, vertical axis, if you will. It oscillates a number of times per second. The number being the cycles per second is expressed in hertz, which you hear a lot with frequency. In the US, our frequency is actually 60 hertz. So our mains electricity is flowing at 60 hertz across all the domestic US. It's commonly called AC current, of course, alternating current. And it's used in radio signals, audio, a lot of motors. Yeah, you can use variable frequency drives and motors, household, industries, computers, and many more applications. So that's kind of a quick overview of alternating current. And that was discovered and utilized by Nikola Tesla. So the way we can find current, we kind of went over this in episode one, like I said, but current is in amps, also known as amperes. The designation symbol is an I, and that is found if you know power in watts and resistance in ohms, you can take the square root of the power over resistance. That's the square root of the total product of the power over resistance. You can also find current in amperes by taking power in watts over voltage in volts. And then the last way you can find it really easily with a pie chart is taking voltage in volts divided by resistance in ohms. So, as I said before, this is just a quick overview of current amperes, alternating current, direct current. So if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot them over to ohmsfordummies@gmail.com. And until next time, stay safe.